Welcome to the Vox Show with Vox the Psychic from Vox.org. And we're over here on Monday night, March 19th, 2007. So for all of you callers who are obviously trying to call in tonight, having a little bit of technical difficulties, so we'll be with you in a few minutes. The big news so far was yesterday, Sunday, March 18th, when we had that nasty-ass solar eclipse in Pisces, along with the new moon at 18 degrees. So that's pretty much putting the kibosh on a few things. I think Mr. B was able to put things through together over here on this side of things. So you guys can try to call again at 323-284-5166. So we'll see what's going on. So hopefully some people will give me a call over here. So 323-284-5166. Hey, you're with Vox. What's up? Do you know this person's birthday?
I think it's April 2nd, 1979, I think.
Check it out. Let's find out what's going on around here. Your voice sounds familiar. Did you call recently?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I remember people's voices. So that's pretty cool. Nice to have you back on the show. So let's see
Thank
what's
you.
Up. This person is really freaked out about the possibility of losing their job. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, because I think I might end up like getting him fired because he's kind of obsessed with me in a little way and it's kind of scaring me.
Yeah, he's pretty freaked out. He's getting the Ace of Swords, the Five of Discs, and the Four of Discs. But I would suggest you kind of keep a low profile because he can be a little bit dangerous. I don't feel he's going to physically attack you, but he wishes that he could. In fact, if more people knew what was going on or didn't know actually what's going on, he would probably attack you more than likely. You know,
I thought that myself.
So I would definitely get some protection walking out to the parking lot and things of that nature. And, you know, with the economy the way that it is, he's going to have a hard time finding another job. You know, so that's why he could get kind of potentially violent. And even if this was a woman, she sure comes across like a guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because he's kind of, like, freaking me out because I know he likes me and everything, and I don't like him like that, but he's kind of, like, on an obsessive trait with me now.
Well, he's one of those kind of guys that if you say hello to him, he thinks you're sexually hitting on him.
Yeah, exactly.
You could dump a pot of hot coffee on his head, and he would think you're flirting with him. It's like, oh, she likes
exactly.
me.
I was like being nice to him, and
no, that's all. I hate you. Get away.
Exactly, and he doesn't take it seriously. He thinks I'm playing around with him, and then he gets like, oh, don't be like that with me.
Yeah, well, at this point, you just need to take it to the higher ups, and don't talk to him anymore. Because the more you talk to him, the more you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. You know, so let this person go out of your life and then stay away from types like this. I think you had the intuition to stay away from him a lot earlier on, you know. But I would just say good riddance to him. And he looks like he's out of there. So that'll be one less problem that you have.
So he's not going to hurt me physically, is he?
No, he's not, because too many people know that he's been a pain in the ass.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, cool. Well, keep in touch. Let me know how things work out for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So with Vox the Psychic at 323-284-5166 at vox.org. That's my little blog site. And we've been having all kinds of crazy stuff going on the last couple hours with this Mercury and Pisces at the, like, nasty little degrees. And also, too, the sun is at 29 degrees Pisces. And tomorrow night around 7:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be the beginning of spring, which is technically the vernal equinox. So that's going to be really exciting. So all of you pagans and Thelemites out there, happy vernal equinox. So we've got another call over here. What's going on? Hey there.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
So what's your birthday, Mr. Pisces, or no?
No, it's 5/20/66.
Oh, what's the Pisces energy? Is this Kev?
Yeah.
Kev, I knew you were going to call tonight. I swear to God.
I'm sitting here wondering because I'm like, well, how's she talking to me? But yet she's talking to somebody else on there.
No, no, I'm talking to you now.
Oh, okay. No, no, it's me. I haven't heard from you in a while. So I said, you know what? I'm going to wait up and then I'm going to make the call and finally call.
Well, this is so funny because I was like going, oh, my God, Kevin's going to kill me because I haven't had 5 minutes to contact anybody. I was like,
you know what?
I put the vibe out for you to call me tonight and I can't believe you actually did it.
Yeah, I did because you know what? This Mercury retrograde, nothing's going right for me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're a little... What's the Pisces energy? What sign are you rising?
Well, see, that's really weird because my rising is Capricorn.
Well, you got this total weird Pisces energy going on. If you got Capricorn rising, then that's going to put the Pisces in your third house, like where I have mine.
Uh-huh.
And that's communications. And as you can see, even in the beginning of my show tonight,
uh-huh.
all these kind of weird technical difficulties because
yes.
the sun's at 29 degrees Pisces and Mercury's there, and it's just a total crap.
It is crap because nothing, all week long, last week, I can't get communication back from people. It's nothing but delays. It's just a mess.
Well, what can I help you with? Because I got a bunch of people on here too that are,
okay.
their lives are collapsing around their head. So
okay.
let me help you out and give you some kind of specific.
You know what? Basically, I just wanted to know if because I'm may have to start on a new medical regimen, and I just wanted to see if that was going to be the case or not. Like,
now, when did you have to submit it?
Well, I won't see my doctor actually till next month in April, but I just want to see if that's going to be the case.
Well, if you're going to have to go to a new situation medically?
New medication medically.
Okay. My feeling is that you look like it's almost like you're getting the vibe like something else will help you better than what you've already been doing. But my feeling is whatever this other medication is, yeah, you have a little bit of healing from it, but it's like really heavy duty on your system because you're getting the 10 of cups, the 10 of wands, and the 9 of discs.
See, so that's what worries me.
Yeah, that 10 of wands is what's bugging me because it makes me feel it's like a little too toxic for your sensitive.
It probably will be.
You know? And I just feel like maybe the stuff that you're on right now is not maybe making you, like, feel spectacular, but this other stuff just seems way too heavy.
It's going to be hell.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Hell.
Well, let's not project so much negativity on it. The most important thing is to recognize this is you are able to, like, kind of keep whatever your illness is in check with that 9 of cups I just pulled.
Right.
So things can be way worse, my friend. I mean, yeah, they suck right now, and they're pretty bad. I do know that. Also because I do know you. But the most important thing is, like, to take proper nutrition, to drink enough water, to take good care of yourself. And also know that you're starting to do psychic stuff on your own. Don't let other people drain you.
Yeah, I get drained really quick.
Yeah. So really see if you can get out there to one of those magical stores around where you're at and get yourself a piece of black obsidian.
Oh, really?
Okay, obsidian and or some onyx.
Okay,
and if they have anything like black tourmaline, is also really good. That'll help ground you. And do not do a reading without that on your table.
Oh, good to know.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's what's happening.
Yeah, good to know.
You know?
And by the way, I am so, like, just, I keep waiting. When is your tarot deck going to come out in your book?
Well, my book's, because you know me, I've got ADD, so I've got, I've now, like, just started writing another book, and I'm almost finished with almost all of them, but good luck finishing this damn thing. It's like a freaking encyclopedia, dude.
Well, you know what? I just wanted to tell everybody out there that, you know, everybody that's listening and is, you know, interested in the tarot and stuff, that they really and truly, if they want the real deal, that they really, really need to take the course by you because it is really the real deal.
Oh, thank you so much, Kevin.
So that's my word out to everybody. You know, all this bullshit, excuse me, and the
no, feel free.
Tarot in 10 minutes and all that. You know,
10 minutes, my ass.
And I want to also, I'll probably piss a lot of people off, but you know what? I don't really care. because a lot of these OTO, Golden Dawn, AA, and all of that is really full of shit.
Touche!
Because they have no secret attributions that they're holding in some sanctuary.
Yeah, you know what? I'm serious. I just read something where a very powerful magician that I know, that whose name I won't say, who I actually do respect a great deal, but he's sitting there saying that what makes a major tarot master is what gives this person access to unpublished manuscripts. And I'm like, dude, the unpublished manuscripts are on the Akashic Records. You don't need somebody waving a wand over your freaking head to make you a magus. You just have to do the fucking work.
You do have to do the work. And you know what I want to say to people? You know what? The key is in you already.
Absolutely, man.
The key is in you. It's just, you know, you've got to activate that key. But you know what? Everybody in these orders and, you know, trying to rise to this grade and this grade and this grade and this grade, thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to get some really cool stuff. That's going to be so mind-blowing. Guess what? Popping that balloon, it ain't happening. It is so not happening.
Now, guess how you know that?
Because you went
through it.
Yes, I did go through it. And for everybody out there, let me tell you something. No matter who I asked at whatever big fancy grade they were in, their favorite thing was always the response, well, you just need to meditate on it. Because they didn't know shit.
Meditate on that.
They did not know shit. So you know what? Y'all, they can do and dress in the gowns and the robes and run around the temple and do cartwheels. So, you know, these other people wasting their time. It's just really a bunch of bullshit.
Well, man, I'm going to have you on for like a whole segment sometime and put it up to a separate podcast, because I have gotten some letters from you that have been really exciting, because you've been able to be one of my best tarot students. And no, I didn't get you to call.
Yeah,
but the deal is I was very impressed with some of the responses you gave to some of your clients, and where you definitely nailed stuff on the head.
Oh, I do, you know, and, you know, you always taught me, do not withhold. You've
right.
got to tell them, whether it's good, the bad, and the ugly.
Exactly. You it's know? Usually the so, ugly.
Yeah, it pretty much usually is, but you know what? I said, well, you know what? You need to know.
Exactly.
You're not going to come away with all kind of fluffy fluff and sugary. I don't work that way.
No, definitely. And you know what? I think that the people that get to go to you are very, very lucky, and I'm very proud of your success,
well, you
my
know
friend.
What? It's because of you, because you know what? Nobody, and you know this is true, and a lot of people who have taken your course know this, you're the only one that knows the Book of Thoth inside, outside, backwards, forwards, right, left, sideways, diagonal.
Did you miss any directions?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. You know, I mean, these other ones, you know, you go to these shitty classes, and it's true because I've done it before.
Well, you're my best testimonial so far, man.
They hold up a card. Okay, this is the Empress, blah, 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 fertility, love, compassion. Okay, this is the Emperor, order, authority, levitation. Okay, this is the next card, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, wait. So you know what? It's such a bunch of bullshit. I mean, you know, if people want to, you know, just dabble with it, then they need to do that.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
If you really want to get serious about it, it's really true that I'm telling everybody out there, you really need to get with Fox, because she knows it. And
well, you know they're going to think that I paid you to call me.
I know, but you know what? I didn't, because you know what? Everybody, whether you believe this or not, you know what? I'm all the way in Dallas, Texas. I don't even live alone.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't think you would call, because I know how expensive it is for you to call even.
You know, I mean, I'm in Dallas, Texas. I don't even live in Los Angeles anymore.
I know,
so,
you lucky bastard.
You know, I mean, that's just the thing. You know, you either, you learn it, or you learn it right, or you learn it, you know, just, what, tarot in 10 minutes, and you're going to be out there telling people serious.
Yeah, you know
advice.
What blows my mind is the fact that people think, it's not even just like memorizing what the cards mean. It takes actually years to learn how to counsel somebody.
Does.
Like
it does.
To, like, use the right words that's going to affect that person in the right way.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Those, and you know, the Thoth deck is, that is the best deck. I will argue anyone down. Because that's fine if you want to start and use the little cartoony Rider-Waite deck and this bullshit with the Cats tarot, the baseball player tarot, the housewife tarot.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
It is such bullshit. I don't know how it gets published. Would someone please explain this
to me?
Well,
I tell you what. I'm going to have to let you go right now.
Okay.
But when I do make my tarot, I'm going to have to turn you into a really cool tarot card. So which one do you want to be?
Yes.
Which one do you want to be? The Hierophant?
Awesome.
Do you want to be the Hierophant?
That is me, yes.
All right, dude, you got it. I love you, my friend.
You know, I'm going to email you again so we can hook up.
Let's definitely do. And what I'll do is I'll maybe try to do a separate podcast and stuff and put it up for people that are really
that
interested.
Because I've just got so much that I think people really need to.
Yeah, and I promise I'll get back to you in the next day in an email, and we'll set up some kind of more classes for you.
All right.
Many blessings, my friend.
Okay. Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. That was my little friend Kev, all the way out from Dallas, whom I haven't spoken to in about 2 years. So I was like, whoa, that was really a wonderful surprise. And no, I didn't pay him. Quite frankly, I think anybody would know that. I don't think you can pay somebody to say that many cool things about you. Anyway, we've got another caller right now, so let's check it out. Hey, you're with Vox. What's up?
Hey, this is Capricorn, Capricorn Sun, Scorpio Rising.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I don't know. I called, what was it, like 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, was that you that I wrote back to on the forum, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm plugging your forum for you right now.
Oh, thank you, my friend. So what's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I wanted to do a follow-up and just because I didn't have my, on any margaritas, but when, you know, how I didn't listen to you. So right now, like when I go into work on Thursday, I got to pull all my stuff and I'm going to leave. But I wanted to maybe address why there was like all this hesitancy, or maybe when you give someone a reading and they don't do what it is. Like for my, I think it was my like lack of self-esteem as far as what. And I did, you know, I don't know if you read my follow-up to what you said, because I am enrolled in a class at SMC.
Actually, I did. I responded to it already. What was so funny is that when I wrote you back on the forum, I was like, I had a little mini vision. I was like, oh, wow, I should send her to Santa Monica College. And I didn't even know where you live.
Right,
and then you wrote me back and said, well, I'm already going there. And I was like, well, damn, I'm good.
Exactly.
And modest, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty bizarre, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been a Thelemite for 10 years, so I'm on this magic current.
Well, 93, my friend, for all you and my
93,
magical friends out there. But let me tell you what's going on here. And you got the Sun in Capricorn and Scorpio Rising?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, the Scorpio Rising is what's scaring the crap out of people that you meet. I mean, you just consider yourself to be very down to earth, and you are, but it freaks other people out. And you actually kind of like it. So it's like, come on, get real. It's like when I meet somebody, you don't think I like to fuck them up a little bit mentally and just let them know I know what color underwear they're wearing and shit? Hell yeah. I mean, it's like a little power trip, but people tend to make you feel like crap anyway. So you just kind of like, that's how you utilize your self-esteem. You use it with your aura and you buff it up and you kind of come off a little too strong. Mm-hmm. And then you say stuff that's very prophetic. And that really freaks people out because they're comfortable looking down on you. And all of a sudden you say something that makes you look like a freaking genius and they feel like a moron. And so you're expecting them to like you?
Yeah.
Wrong.
I see it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying.
So what I call that a superiority-inferiority complex. It's somebody who knows they're naturally superior, but feels so bad that other people are inferior that you're willing to lower yourself beneath their level so they can feel okay about themselves. And then you forget that you're doing it, and then you start thinking that there's something wrong with you.
Right.
It's like, oh, God, this guy's on my shoulders. He's so tall. Oh, maybe he's so tall because he's standing on my shoulders. Oh, shit.
Right.
Damn. Don't you hate when that happens? So it's like kind of a mind fuck, really. And it's a control issue of you trying to make other people like you when, quite frankly, you don't even like the people that you wish liked you.
Exactly.
Do dear God, I'm so glad this is on a recording, because I don't think I could make this shit up. Okay?
That's exactly it.
That's so complicated.
I'm originally from the Midwest, so I think it's just like a nice Midwest, you know, you're cordial, or, you know, you don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah,
and
look
I
at...
I mean, I'll say, I won't, if someone asks me a question, I'll say you're full of shit.
Exactly.
Right, but it's only under the, if they ask, I won't offer any, so maybe, yeah, you framed it up perfectly, I just...
So you got to go back there and realize, you remember that song by the Smiths? I can't remember the exact name of the song. I wish I could remember. He's like, I can't believe that I spend so much time trying to impress other people that I'd rather stab in the eye or something like that.
Right.
I can't remember the name of that song, but I'm sure somebody will call me up and let me know what it was. No, why do I waste valuable time on other people who don't care if I live or if I die? Blah, blah, blah. But it's like, so once you start realizing that you don't even like those people anyway, so their opinions of you don't really have any, you know, matter to you.
Right.
That sounds really stupid, but hey, it's the truth.
Right.
Hey, it's not hurting George Bush, is it? He doesn't give a shit if 10 zillion people hate his fucking guts because he's still president and he's the decider. Oh, gee, George, I missed that. Oh, I can't say nothing bad about my president because he's the decider.
He doesn't care if a bunch of president, mission accomplished.
He doesn't care if pagans die and don't get to put a pentacle on their gravestone after haul their ass to Iraq and get their heads fucking blown off to save his ass, who never went to in the army, or Cheney either. I mean, come on. So can you understand why this little tangent is happening in our conversation? Because why can't we be like the very people that we detest sometimes? And I'm psychic, I'm spiritual, supposedly. But there's people that I can't stand. Mm-hmm. But it's still my duty to help them straighten their stupid lives out. Because if I can do that, then they won't be stupid anymore. Then maybe the world will improve in some bizarre way. You know? So
well,
your main thing...
The Buddhist flaw is the interdependent origination. You're supposed to help out the person's house next to you. If their house is burning, you have to help them put that fire out.
No, you don't. All you have to do is go, fire! Get out! I helped your ass. You know what? I've been reading these sacred sutras of Huang Po. Don't you love those crazy Asian names? This guy's just amazing. And basically, a lot of the studies on Asian enlightenment are so simple, but nobody can figure it out. They're like, oh, I got to get into this weird lotus position. I got to do this bizarre mudra with my hands. It's so fucking simple to be enlightened. I mean, I think we're getting enlightened right now. I really do.
Yeah.
And even like the great, great mystics of all time, you have to speak to people in their own terms. You can't be higher than the people that you're talking to because nobody ever got enlightenment that way. We got to like help each other out. In your case, as far as your reading is concerned, my friend, you just have to stop trying to force yourself into situations that your angel has made very clear to you. You do not belong in those places. In some way, you're lowering yourself. And I'm not talking about morally or anything like that. I'm just talking about you're wasting your time.
Right. So you know? Then what would be the best bet for me to
the best thing you can do
consciousness?
The best thing you can do right now for your spiritual enlightenment is to work on your esteem. And the only way to work on that is to work on your art, because your esteem seems directly related to it, connected to it.
So I did take in my tattoo portfolio to the art class.
Cool.
And so everyone there was really really open and really positive about it.
Well, that's really great.
Yeah, and then the homework that we had, I was the only one that he said I had the two-point perspective on the drawing, right?
Now,
so I know I'm on the right, and I've had this pattern of, because this is the 10th tattoo shop that I've worked at.
Well, see how your angel's trying to keep you out of those places? I mean, seriously.
I thought, because I've taken sabbaticals, like I left the shop when I was in Chicago and then 9/11 happened.
Right.
So I'm like, well, maybe I'm supposed to sell insurance. And,
No.
Yeah.
No, you're just bringing your wares to the wrong area. Now, I don't know if this is truly psychic or if it's somebody's angel, your angel or his angel, but do you know, I'm trying to remember this guy's name. Do you know Zulu?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that.
You need to go check out Zulu. He's a master tattoo artist. I met him years ago. He's a very cool guy. He's got the most amazing shit happening as far as a tattoo artist that I have ever seen. If I ever get a tattoo, he's going to do it.
Oh, nice.
Okay. He's got to do it.
I just walked in there briefly, but I think it was what you were saying about the self-esteem, but I think it's been, and hopefully by me asking these questions, someone can relate that to why they can't find a boyfriend or why their crappy job is the
same. Yeah, because you know what's really scarier than having a shitty life is getting the information that will fix it and being terrified to use it, because once your shitty life is over, what if new shitty stuff happens?
What, say that again?
What if new crap happens that you don't understand? At least you understand this crappy part of your life.
Right.
It continues to go on and on and on like Groundhog Day, that
right.
movie that I keep hearing about, which I've
oh
never seen.
Oh, my God, yeah, that's what we would always talk about at work.
And see, I have never seen that film. I have never seen it.
Oh, yeah, because I was having dreams about that and before I went to Vegas, and Vegas changed up, and then someone said, oh, you were a break. It was when there was this my husband's in a punk band, and it was this English punk band that came over the tour with him.
Right.
And they were kept on saying how this was a break for Groundhog Day, and then that was like the starting. It was like this axis of, since then, everything has really been set into motion.
But here's the situation.
Like,
what you're afraid sometimes to move forward in your life, because what if new stuff happens that isn't familiar, and that fucks up?
Yeah.
See, at least if we keep fucking up in the same old way, there's no surprises.
Right.
And there's a kind of bizarre comfort to that.
Yeah.
It's fucking up in a whole brand new way that's just shocking. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to tell you right now is, like, I got to hang up because I got to get some other calls here.
Right.
But I want you to, like, check out and see if you can hook up with Zulu. Continue to, like, really learn your art, your craft. Because it's not about you just being a passable artist or even a good one. When you're going to be a tattoo artist, you need to be motherfucking great. Because that shit is on somebody's body. It's your physical talisman. So you can't just be kind of good. You got to be great. And you're not great yet, but you will be.
Well, I'm great, but I think that's the thing, is I never say that I'm great, and
well,
I need to say that I'm great.
Yeah, because I don't see it. I feel you're good,
right?
But I don't feel you're great. So why don't, next time in the next couple of weeks, you call me up, and I'm going to just see how great I feel you are. Because I want to see if it's really true that your perception of yourself can change my perception of you.
Oh, totally. And see, I'm really humble. Like, I would never say, oh, I'm a good artist, but it's realized everything, because I wouldn't say I'm the best artist, but it wouldn't be wrong for me to say that I'm the best artist.
Yeah, why not?
Point.
Have you ever seen my website? It says world's best psychic.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, I said I am, because after listening to some of the crap some of these other idiots are pulling out of their ass, I'm like, I am the best psychic in the fucking world, and I will stand by it.
And there you are. And you are.
Thank you. And I keep getting
universe.
People. And I, yeah, screw this world crap. I'm under the universe. Fuck that. I'm in the metaverse, dude.
I guess the last thing is, the worst karma is the stagnation, to get out of that. And that's what I'm just starting to get out of.
It's not even bad karma. It's like, why don't we just decide the karma that we want?
Right.
And
it's not even karma. It's like more that if you keep doing the same lazy shit, it just gets harder and harder to get out of that habit.
Trust me, you just have to sandblast your way out of there. But the word I want to leave you with, your tarot card for the day, is the Hanged Man. So stop hanging around. Stop making yourself suffer. You're not into that eon anyway.
Right.
Get past it. What you should hang up is all those people that have been standing in your way. Just hang those people out to dry. Just keep on moving. And if people don't have something nice to say to you, then just put your earplugs in and just keep on walking. You know, because you are a great person. You found the right path. Now you just got to get better and better and better. That's all you can do.
Yep.
And I guarantee once you start doing what I'm saying, your cards will really change even more, because they're not bad at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that. And this is a learning tool, and because of where I'm at with the OTO. And I know the guy before wasn't big on the OTO, but everyone's path is
different.
That's
another thing, too. Not for anything. I've been a longtime member for most of my life, and I will say, yeah, okay, so now I'm podcasting it through the fucking universe. But it's not something I go around bragging about.
Right.
There's people that don't even know that I've been the OTO or the Golden Dawn, all these groups for many years. I don't trump about it. And sometimes I think the need to belong makes us want to open up and tell people the shit that they don't even deserve to know. Right. Can you imagine those idiots don't deserve to see you in a black robe wandering around on April 8th celebrating the first writing of the Book of the Law? They don't deserve to see that vision of you. So fuck them. Keep it to yourself.
Yes, I do.
You understand my meaning? So anyway, I let you go for now, but keep in touch and let me know how things are working out for you, my friend.
Okay.
93. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, got some more calls in here. You're with Vox, the psychic. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I was hoping to get some information from you from the cards that might help me with another situation.
Cool. What's your birthday?
My birthday is May 15th, 1963.
Okay. May 15th?
Okay, yeah.
Check it out. And what's your first name?
My name is Rose.
Okay, just making sure over here. So basically right now, what's coming up, you got the Hanged Man, the Six of Discs, and the Two of Swords. Things are not as bad as you might feel they are. You might be kind of jumping the gun a little bit. You know?
Possibly so. I do that quite a bit.
Yeah. Because when you're a Taurus and stuff, you don't like to wait for the next branch to swing down for you to get it. Sometimes you'll do some proactive movement and make a move a little bit before that vine is coming your way.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Screw things up a bit too.
Yeah, just a teeny bit. Nothing disastrous at all. I mean, you got some people that you don't really trust, but that's always how it is with Taurus people. But you're actually a lot more well-liked than you suspect yourself to be at this time. There's no real, there's no major dissension. There's nobody trying to stab you in the back. There's nothing really horrible going on here. It's almost just like you're trying to push things a little further.
Well, what I'm really looking for is to try and get some information. I'm a pretty astute dreamer. I've been working with my dreams for almost 30 years.
Fantastic.
But I've had it's really cool. But I've had a series of dreams that have been going on for about 3 months now. And I'm trying to understand where they're going, because for the first time, I'm not able to quite figure them out. Have been working with them on kind of a more expanded level. They've been linking up with other people lately, but now I'm kind of wondering if I need to work with them on a more personal level, and I'm not really sure exactly how to interpret them at this time. They seem to be talking about transformation.
Okay,
but I'm not really sure on what level.
Now, have you ever tried studying anything regarding the Kabbalah at all? And I'm not talking the Madonna version.
Oh, yeah, I've worked with it, but not in depth.
Okay,
I need to learn more about it.
Here's what I want you to do, all right? We can do this right now and show some people out there what I'm talking about. Now, if you want to tell me, like, simplistic sentences, like, in order of some things that happened, we can go through that really quickly. And I'll show you my technique.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
sure.
So, like, give me a couple of sentences about things that you actually dreamed.
Black car with red cover on top of it.
Okay. Now, right off the bat, that's two major things, okay? First off, you know you're dealing with the colors, okay?
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely a series of colors, definitely.
And now... Mr. B can over. We're going to get like an extra microphone for him pretty soon. But the card that came out, as soon as you talked about the black car, you got the tower.
Yes.
Okay? Now, the tower in my deck is nothing but red and black, the Thoth deck. And the tower is also explosive Mars force. Cars are made of steel, which is Mars. Now, also, interestingly enough, the black and red energies make me feel like something's going on to your transformational side of Binah, which is this sphere of understanding in the Tree of Life. So
yes.
Definitely there's a move, but it's almost kind of seems like a sinister move or a scary move, you know, something almost forcing you or propelling you in some way, maybe a little bit against your will. That's the first energy that comes across, you know. So what are some other things that happened in that dream?
Well, that's not that. That was that particular dream, but it's funny that you bring up the tower.
Yeah.
Because I've dreamed of the tower.
Well, very interesting. So I have no doubt with your spiritual, you know, learning and the things that you've been really applying yourself towards, that you would be open to mystical states. Now you're getting, covering that particular card, you had the Five of Wands, which is Saturn in Leo. And on top of that, you have the Universe card, showing that there's an intense level of Saturnine energy going on with you right now. very intense. Now, you're born in 63, so you either have Saturn in Capricorn or Aquarius. Which one is it?
Aquarius.
Okay. And so, what's going on right now? So what you do, you take these symbols that you're getting, you look at your tarot, you meditate on the aspects of the spheres on the Tree of Life, then you try to look astrologically to what's going on with those planets right now. Saturn is in Leo, and it might possibly be squaring your own Saturn, depending on what degree it is. So not only can you read your dreams Kabbalistically and Jungian ways and all this other stuff, but the way that I've been able to start learning to interpret dreams over the last 20 years can really show you exactly what's going on. And sometimes it's not just events that are triggering in your dreams or just regular mundane situations, but astrological significance. So it's making me feel that something is stifling you and you're trying to break out, but not necessarily in the best way.
Well, that's what I was kind of curious about, if you could help me narrow down what would be stifling, whether it's in a relationship department or career department.
Let's find out.
I don't feel stifled relationship-wise, but you never know what kind of deep psychological stuff could be shifting around with that astrological stuff going on.
What
you
is
know?
That person's birthday? Your partner.
My partner's birthday, April 1st. What year?
That's not too important. The interesting thing is the Emperor card came out showing that person's significance. But when I asked about your relationship, you got the Nine of Discs. It's almost like you kind of been there, done that. That relationship seems kind of settled. Maybe sometimes a little boring and a little predictable, believe it or not. But I think you've got that part squared away. So my feeling is the restriction seems to be coming from your career and the need to break away from some people, not out of any negativity, but just a need to branch out on your own. But you definitely need to be hooking up with some new people, because you do seem like a real people person.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I am.
You don't always like some of the people you wind up hanging around with. But so what? At least you're still there, like, cultivating these relationships. But I feel strongly that whatever this stifling is about to be over. And it probably will happen closer to around late July and early August, when Saturn stops its movement in Leo and moves forward into Virgo. So it just feels like something's getting ready to propel you out there. Now, are you literally doing art right now in some way?
I am a photographer. I just started getting back into it.
Yeah, well, I feel that is definitely something really good for you. As Venus also rules the arts, you may not be that excited about some of the people that you deal with in that field, but I just think, you know, you have your own voice for it, and I think you can do very well, especially with mystical subjects, female subjects, strange kind of abstract subjects seem to be extremely successful for you.
Yeah, that's where I start to drift towards more now. I haven't worked with it in a number of years, but I'm just starting to get back into it. That's not my career at the moment, but that's what I'm starting to play with again.
Well, I'll tell you, I think once you realize that you got to get away from that idea of security and safety that Taurus people fall prey to and start having fun, you're going to make so much more money doing the stuff that you thought was whatever. And somebody's going to offer you a ton of money for something that you just basically pooped out. Whatever. It's very bizarre with you. It's like the stuff you try to control, it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like getting squashed by your intense gaze.
That is true.
It's like, woo, you got laser vision. And now here's the thing that I think you probably do know, and I do not feel bad about the Aries, although I can't believe it, because usually I will trash Aries left and right. But the Aries is fine. But once you start taking off in your career, I hate to say you're going to let that person go, or you're going to seem to in my book. You're definitely going to be tempted to. But don't let that stop you, because this next thing coming in is pretty hot. It's a Knight of Cups. That is definitely not the Aries.
Really?
Yeah.
Because this Aries is definitely very, very happening for me.
Well, let me tell you, it can only get better.
Wow.
Just don't tell him. Don't tell him this stuff just now. And don't, like, be afraid of it. Just realize if you thought that was great, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because you got this amazing Knight of Cups and the Nine of Cups. I'm like, Kevin, my friend Kevin out there is probably, like, losing it, going, oh, my God. You're so lucky. And I'm not even lying. I'm telling you, this is some great stuff. So once your career shifts, so will your love life. But don't be afraid of that. It's always up to you what you decide to do regarding anything I tell you. Just because I see great stuff coming up doesn't mean you have to go get it. It means you have the prerogative to do whatever the hell you want.
No, 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 no. Good stuff like that, yeah, probably.
So at the very least, you'll have to be scaring the hell out of the Aries about losing your ass, and then he'll have to do better.
Well, yeah, see, that's one of the things I've thought of, although yeah. I'm not going to tell him that.
No, no, don't tell him this. Don't tell him this right now. We'll hold off. But you got some great stuff there, my friend. I wish you all the best. And definitely join the forum. And there's a section on there for people who have called in, what your experience was, and, you know, share with the audience and stuff how, what it's like to be on, in the hot seat.
Yeah, I will. And I'll tell you what, you nailed a couple things on the head right there.
Well, cool.
Very much so.
Very, very happy about that for you, my friend. So keep in touch and let me know how things work out for you.
I certainly will, Vox. Thanks so much.
God bless, Rose. Take care.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we've got lots of callers out there. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. And we've been getting a lot of calls, so just keep on trying. Don't give up. And if we don't get to you tonight, you can always call next Monday. And you can also join my forum and some of your questions. So we got another caller. Hey, you're with Vox. What's up?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. What's going on?
I was hoping to get a reading on my daughter because I've called in before and gotten great stuff for my son.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know about my daughter. And also, you recommended a numerology.
Right.
And I did mine, hers, and my husband's.
Fantastic.
Mine was 33, my husband's an 11, and my daughter's an 11.
Oh, my God. Oh, you just blew a circuit out. Oh, my Lord. Now, the 33, that's your, like, and you're a Taurus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember your voice. Isn't that bizarre? Her voice is a Taurus. Okay, and I know you had the 33 because that was that master number, which, you know, shows that you have a lot of heavy lessons in life, and you're here to support a lot of other people, so you have to get it together. Now, your daughter and your husband both being 11, they're extremely moody. And trust me, you're probably the only person in the world that can handle either one of these people.
So okay.
That's why God sent him over to you. Oh, thanks, God. I really needed that. So let's check out your daughter. What's her first name?
My daughter, Valerie.
Okay. And what's her birthday?
3/21/3.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I'll let her know.
Let's check it out. Wow. She's in a bad mood. How did that happen?
You know, She's very dramatic. She's like the littlest drama queen.
Oh, my God. My last caller can appreciate this card. She's got, she pulled the Tower and the Five of Wands, and I put all the cards back and shuffled and pulled them again. And she's just like having like a hissy fit. I can tell you what's going on with her in a nutshell. There is absolutely nothing wrong with her.
Okay.
But here's the deal. She is seeing her brother be a total psycho. And dad acting like a total nuthead, and they get all that great attention from you. So she's decided to go nuts. So she can get some attention too. This makes perfect sense to me. And I'm just getting this from the cards. So she's just like being all drama because, you know, mama pays attention to tragedy. Mama pays attention to people that are going ballistic and losing it and being psycho. And so that's what she's going to do. She signed up for the Act Psycho course. And she's
okay.
Oh, and what's horrible about this is that she's consciously doing it. And because you're already worried about your other son having some serious, like, real problems, hers is like manifested like directly on purpose. She's like, I don't know how to put this. I wish I was a psychologist. I could find a really great word for this. But she's taking on behaviors that she's learned from him to get your attention because she can't compete.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So she needs help too now. But she needs some real direct help, like kind of pronto, because she's not crazy. She's not nuts. And you actually haven't done anything wrong. She's just like seeing how other people get what they want. And she needs something too. And so she's going to get it however she can. And I don't even see how you can put up with all this shenanigans going on at your house. I'm getting tired just reading your cards. I'm like, Ah. So, yeah, and I know you're not rolling in money right now. I know that. But there's got to be a way that you can get her to a child behavioral therapist, okay? Not necessarily a psychologist, but get behind some of her behaviors. And once you start taking more direct action with your son, making sure that his medications are right and putting that in order, and he starts settling down, she'll see that mommy means business. And that if okay. there's something wrong with you, mama's going to take you to the doctor and somebody's going to stick a needle in your ass and fix it. Oh, boy, that will straighten her ass out in a hurry. Because one thing Aries do not like, they do not like needles. They like to jab other people with them. But they don't like to have their ass on the receiving end. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
seriously. You know, and you know, on my next show, maybe what we could do is have her call in and talk to her. Is she old enough to talk on the phone yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I'll get you early because now she's asleep. But yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, I notice she'll baby talk and she'll stay in character. She'll pretend to be like Scooby-Doo and she'll pretend to be Scooby-Doo all day long. And she'll make you address her as Scooby-Doo or she won't respond to you. And she'll do quirky little things like that. But, you
and
know,
she knows
my
that
son
it drives
has
you nuts.
A lot of special needs. So when she does stuff like that, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, but the deal is that what happens is she's trying to force you to accept her in some bizarre way with these weird restrictions. So you see, I'm correct about this idea of her need to control.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows it drives you nuts. Trust me. It drives me nuts just thinking about it. But yeah, Chet, let's try to do this next week. Maybe even if we like start the show a little earlier or something so we can talk to her and see what kind of stuff will come out of a little kid's mouth. And of course, you know that I won't curse in front of her, so don't worry about that. And I won't say anything scary. I'll just try to see where she's at mentally and see what kind of cards come out for her. And you can be on the other phone and check it out.
Oh, that would be great. And I thank you for the ad on MySpace.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
I'm really glad that helped you out. So
yeah, I'm trying to get on I'm trying to post comments.
Right.
But I can't.
Well, if you go onto the blog and you go down to
I've been trying to do that, but I can't do it.
Huh. Well, I'll see what's wrong over there.
I think it's me.
It might be. But in the meantime, join the forum and stuff and write down some of the experience that you have on the show and let us know what's going on with you.
Okay, thank you.
And send me an email so remind me to do this thing for next week for your daughter.
Oh, okay.
Okay, take care, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless. Bye. So you're with Vox the Psychic. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. And we have time for one more caller tonight if you're brave or very quick. We can do that. And just letting you know, too, the moon's going to be entering Aries at about 42 seconds after midnight tonight. So in case you've been going completely fucking nuts for the last 2 days, don't worry about it. There was this huge solar eclipse in Pisces, the new moon in Pisces, and the sun's at 29 degrees Pisces, which means right about now, let me know how many sirens are going down in front of your house right now, because whenever the sun moves into a brand new sign hitting zero, a lot of times it's the cosmic clock and a lot of people will check out of planet Earth. So don't be shocked when that happens. So in the near future, too, I wanted to say, I told you guys I was going to announce some really interesting stuff, and I'm going to right now. I'm hoping to add some other podcasts in the future with a psychologist who will also be taking some ideas from the callers and kind of analyzing things. We'll also be checking things out like that. So anyway, I'm over here at 323-284-5166. We got our final caller tonight. So, hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's going on?
Hello.
Yeah, you're with Vox the Psychic.
Are you Vox?
Yeah, it's me.
Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How's it going? Oh, my God, it's Barbara.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
I was hoping to be able to tape it. Can I tape you?
No, I'm taping it right here, and it'll go up as a podcast tomorrow, so you'll be able to hear everything we say.
Oh, because I was listening. Was that yesterday's stuff or last week's stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So what's going on with you besides everything?
I can't believe it. First, I can actually hear you on my computer, which is like, I'm so usually illiterate. I'm just like basic stuff, but you know.
Yeah, it's great.
Flintstone age.
And for my friends out there listening, I just met Barbara around the holidays, and we just had a really great time. Barbara's a fantastic jazz singer and very talented person, and so she's probably calling up to find out what's going on.
Yeah, what is going on?
Well, yeah, Greg, you call me to solve your life in 5 minutes.
I can't believe it. I can't. I've been calling the whole damn time. Okay, so, and I
well, whatever we can't cover tonight, we're going to cover next Monday, so don't worry about it.
Okay, cool, cool.
Okay, so what's going on? How can I help you the most right now?
I've got career stuff. I have boyfriend stuff.
Well, we already know the boyfriend stuff for right now.
What?
We already know the boyfriend stuff for right now, so let's get into fixing your financial situation.
Okay, thank you. I know, because it's so hard for me to get my mind off the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, the financial. How am I going to be successful? You know, how do I get from here to paying my bills? Like, I need like $2,000 within the next 10 days.
That's tough. Now, the most important thing you can do right now, and this is just being normal and just sane, you're going to have to get some of that from a friend who has it. There's just no way out.
Right.
Period. At least half of that. And I think you can borrow at least half of that. And at the very, very worst case scenario, I think you can borrow at least $250 from two different people who still believe in you. at the very least. Except it's not me. Because I don't have $250 right now.
Money.
But the most important thing,
it's funny because I have so many people who supposedly believe in me, and they say, oh, you're going to be blankety blank. I'm like, how do I get from here to blankety blank, you know?
Well, the most important thing to recognize is that your real skill is in the arts. And it's almost kind of the way that you force yourself to get your shit together is by being completely untogether in every other aspect of your life. Can you understand that?
Say that again.
All right.
The only way to get my shit together is to be untogether in other areas.
Yeah,
of life?
The only way that you can...
Perfect.
The only way that...
Yeah, I was actually thinking something along that line today.
Yeah,
I'm
because...
I'm not motivated to do hardly anything else.
Because you don't want to do anything else.
I don't.
So the only way for you to make sure it can only do it through music is to suck at everything that's not music. And then, but here's the problem. Then you're so unorganized about your music that you fuck that up too.
Well, that's true. And I related to another call I heard on last week's, I guess. I was listening tonight to last week's, right?
Right.
Okay. And you said something about the superior inferiority thing and making people feel okay, that I'm not going to, like, know more than them.
Oh, yeah, that's the lady that called tonight.
And then I put myself down. What?
That was one of the ladies that called tonight.
That was tonight.
Yeah. But so what you got to do is you're now just starting to feel a little bit old. Just now. And it's only because you feel so young at heart. But it's actually the best thing that ever happened to you because you're finally scared to death that you're not going to do it at all. So you're finally starting to get yourself together. You know what I'm saying? So the most important thing you can do, you have to get your website up, even if it's a piece of crap, and even if it's one page, and even if all that it is
I have a site.
You're not marketing it properly. Now, let me tell you something that I thought was really bizarre. I tried to call you back at one point a few weeks ago, and I could not remember your email address because it was some bizarre anagram. I was like, wait a minute. Don't you want to be famous? Don't you want to tell everybody, hi, this is Barbara at whatever the hell, yahoo.com.
Right, it should be simpler, huh?
No, fuck this simple crap. You want to slather your name everywhere. Everybody needs to know who you are. All right, so who am I talking to? Shall I tell people or not? The famous jazz singer?
Well, you just slather it everywhere. Oh, my God.
Barbara Bressel, famous New York City jazz singer.
No, I'm not so jazz. I'm just like cabaret. Jazz.
But still, like really smart music. Smart music, great fucking music, and super fucking talented. And people are going, Barbara who? And that's going to piss me off. That's going to piss me off right now. Because everybody should know who you are, damn it. So that's the first thing we're going to fix. Fix your address where people can just type in random. Hey, yeah, I'm going to look for this.
You can see me on my website is Barbara Bressel. You can get that anywhere.
But you need to like slather it everywhere, and you need to start doing some pop-up gigs. You need to do more and more and more, and less of these huge productions. You should be working on those on the side. But it's more important for you to do smaller gigs, sitting in with people, getting people to buzz about, who is this crazy chick I never heard of? What the hell is she doing over here? You need to like permeate. And you're over there stuck thinking of these huge musicals, these huge things. And those things will happen. I have no doubt about that. But in the meantime, who the hell are you and what the hell are you doing? You see my right. what I'm saying? I had a huge, huge radio show on a major Los Angeles station. And then I decided to quit because it was kind of a pain in the ass. It was like 3 hours every day, and it was like I wasn't able to do anything else, so I quit. And then later on, so where is this amazing Vox, the psychic on the radio? Hey, I put myself back on. Screw it. I don't need somebody to tell me, like, when I can do a show. You know? So now I'm out there, and people need this. Same thing with your music. You have to hire yourself. That's the most important thing I can tell you. You have to create your own gigs. You have to formulate more friendships. And I know that you have a lot of friends, but they're not really helping you. You have to get yourself out there. And this is the way to make money. Because I do not see you making cold calls on as a telemarketer. I don't see it. I don't see you pushing buttons in an office. I don't see it.
No way.
I just don't see it. Thank God.
Oh, my God. I mean, my heart goes out to people. And God bless them. And I have a friend who...
I just can't do it.
She was an accountant. She became an accountant 37 years ago. I'm like, ah!
I mean, yeah.
She's complaining about it. She tells me it's been like... nearly four decades.
No, you wouldn't even make it past a week. So the most important thing is right now, the only way that I can honestly to God tell you how you're going to pull this money together at that last moment is to borrow most of it, or if you can, all of it. And then haul ass. And I mean haul ass. If you can in some way find any kind of work that you can do through the music union, any kinds of events, event coordination, hostessing at a cool cabaret, doing anything that involves people where it can get some money coming in, just at least to cut that pressure off for a little while. That's the only thing I can see you doing.
Right. Well, I have done massage also. I used to love that as a body work, you know.
Yeah, that's not bad. But even so, you haven't really cultivated
get a license.
But you haven't cultivated the clientele for that either.
No.
So you see what I'm saying? Why should I sit there and try to get you to pay more attention now to becoming a massage therapist because it will cut some bills when that's
right.
still the same kind of energy and time you need to be putting into your music, which, again, you're not doing. You see my point? Do you see how quickly you scatter yourself? Now, that's coming from
I keep thinking of massage. I think, I go in circles because I think I need the money. But if I had gone 2 years ago to the training, I may have had the training. I could work in clubs.
No,
I mean, like,
fuck
spas,
that.
Spas,
you're wasting your time, and you know it, and that's why you really didn't do it.
Well, I didn't want to.
Of course, and I'm not going to tell you to go backwards now, 2 years later.
Right. Well, every now and then I keep thinking, well, Barbara, you know, you need to be willing to do whatever, you know.
No, you don't. You need to do whatever as it relates to your music, and that's it. Do you know what I do all day? I either read or I write about psychic stuff or I do music. That is it, because that's all I want to do. If it doesn't start with an M, I ain't doing it. If it isn't music, magic, or money, I don't want to talk about it. Or my man. Okay, it's also with an M. Screw everything else. I swear to God.
So speaking of my man, can I ask you one something? I try not to overwhelm him, but I get...
Good luck.
What?
Good luck.
I know. I blew something yesterday, man. I don't mean that like sexual. I mean, like, my head off. My blew like my behavior. I had this hissy fit.
Well, see, everybody did. So if it happened between Saturday and today, I was expecting it. Now, don't you remember when you guys were in California and I warned you? I warned you 2 months ahead of time about the other day.
About the Mercury.
I told you about those.
When did it go out? Isn't it out?
It's already
yet?
Out, but it still sucks because there was a solar eclipse in Pisces right next to the Mercury.
Pisces kicks my ass.
Yeah, because it's technically, you know,
I'm
in your
Aquarian with Scorpio rising and.
Let's see where it would be then. Scorpio, hold on. Oh, so it's in your fourth house. Yeah, so it would totally screw your whole living situation up. Are you being threatened with eviction or what?
Well, I haven't paid my rent yet.
Okay. Oh, my Lord.
Killer. And I didn't pay February. So they won't take 1 month.
I know. Now they want both.
They always want both. I've been doing this for like this whole year, pretty much paying 2 months at a time.
Yeah, and it's kind of...
I have like every other month.
It's killing you, man. And we're trying to talk about your boyfriend, who I know is the Virgo. But the deal is, he looks like he's been telling you, like, didn't Vox talk about this? It's like, okay. So most important thing is he'll be there if you can remain sane for five more minutes.
Did I blow it yesterday?
No, but you're really pushing it. It's almost like you want to blow it so you can have something else to feel crappy about.
Well, I hope I didn't blow it.
I don't think you did. I really don't. But he's getting kind of sick of this crap. You know what I'm saying? So you need to get over it. So most important thing, see if you can beg, borrow, or steal. That stealing part.
Right.
Beg or borrow that money. Get yourself out of this hole. Then here's the final deal. You got to move out of there. You got
I said two notices about like these 80-20 buildings where you buy 20% of the occupancy is for like lower income artists. So I sent off a couple application forms yesterday. But it's the thing to a lottery. I should move. You think I should move soon?
You need to move because there's something about this apartment that you can't really afford anymore.
Yeah, like the price.
Yeah. Seriously. Now, there's two ways of looking at things in a positive manner. There's one where you're completely deluding yourself. Okay, forget those idiots who are reading The Secret. Fuck all y'all. Okay, fuck everybody who's talking about The Secret. I don't give a shit. That crap, I'm going to dedicate a whole show on that. But the deal is, what people think they're doing when they bite off more than they can chew is this delusional aspect like, oh, I'm a good person, therefore God will make sure that this great shit happens for me. Oh, yeah, you, and what about the poor bastards living in Africa who are, like, eating dirt? You know, it's not about do you deserve it. It's about how much do you want to kill yourself paying for this shit? And the answer is, I don't want to see you do that. I would rather see you move in with somebody into a decent place and spend all that extra money on your music, which is, believe it or not, it's what I do. I practice what I preach. I say, what? As a musician, do you really want to spend that kind of money on anything that doesn't have anything to do with your wardrobe, beautifying yourself, getting your hair done, booking your gigs, burning your CDs, paying your producer? You got more important shit than paying a bunch of crap.
What do you think about, my guy and I living together?
Here's the deal. I will say yes on one condition, okay? That you stop flipping out, that you, like, watch your diet and stop putting stuff in your body that makes you go psycho, that you listen to the show every week to find out what the planets are so you'll know what's coming up and you'll act accordingly, and you'll start being more frugal, and you'll start doing some kind of part-time work in some way related to music. Okay, then right. I'll say yes. And then I even think he'll say yes. But there's got to be a lot of rules for Barbara to follow. And you need to be treated like a little baby right now. Because
you go, yes, on one account. And then you give me five things.
Yeah. Those are subsections, bitch.
One chapter.
You're good. You got my engineer laughing over here. Mr. B's laughing his ass off.
Yeah, but, hi there.
But you see what I'm saying? If you will follow these directions, part one.
Well, that totally flips me out because I'm not ready to be toe the line completely.
But here's the deal. If you don't start, you listen, somebody's got to square you away.
I wanted to start toeing the line like that and keep watching my P's and Q's and training, and actually he's shifting me. You know, I'm shifting because of his influence. Whether I stay with him or not.
Yeah, these are good things. It doesn't even matter if you're with him or not. These are things that need to happen.
Right, it's true.
I swear to God.
So
because here's the situation.
Right away, I mean, our leases, our mutual, he has a lease, I have a different lease. So it's like they kind of may terminate in the end of middle of summer.
Right, but my feeling is you need to get out of there pronto.
Oh my God! How it costs money.
Let me put it to you this way, because we're gonna have to do some more work on you. I can't fix you in one show, maybe two. But here's the deal. Here's the situation. If you have to get out of this situation now, what will happen if you try to pay 1 month's rent and then just give your notice that you're leaving? You'll get that next month's rent back. You'll be able to pay some people back that you borrowed money from. So if you get that 2 month rent, pay it off, and as soon as you move in, say, this counts as my last month's rent. Got it? Then you get to stay there. Listen. Then you get to stay there for another month for free. Do you understand? Because your last month should be paid for.
Right.
Okay.
I have to double check that. Yeah.
Double check it.
On basis here.
I'm pretty sure that you will.
I think I probably did have 1 month. In it.
Then you're covering your ass through when?
I did.
May.
Through May.
Okay. And then when you start putting all these positive actions into manipulation, you start really showing what you're doing, start doing all the stuff I'm telling you to do, then your boyfriend will more than likely say, okay, you look like you're making positive progress. You can stay with me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Try not to die laughing.
No.
Yeah. At the very least, you'll stay with him. Listen to me. Listen to me.
All right.
At the very least, you need to move in with somebody temporarily because you can't keep doing this. I could get you out of one scrape. But I can't get you out of two. I can't do it.
One what?
I can get you out of one scrape or a bad situation.
Right.
If you listen to me now. Now, if you go on to my forum, vox.org/forum, go on there tonight, register, and read what it says. Like when you go on the very top, it says the Vox show. If you got on the Vox show, what was your experience? You'll find that one of the ladies that you listened to tonight said the worst thing that happened is she didn't listen to me the first time. And it only got worse. I'm your best friend you ever had for free. Trust me. Okay.
Really? I'm moving now, huh?
You need to move. You need to pay that double rent. Then as soon as you move in, say, today is my first day notice that I'm moving out. And
oh my God.
That goes towards my last month's rent. And he'll try to fuck with you. I don't care. But you can pull it off because legally you'll be able to do it. Understand?
How am I going to box all my things?
Well, you're going to get some friends.
Pay for storage?
Probably. But storage is way cheaper than what you're having to come up with as far as rent and going insane and not being able to do your music and not being able to, like, alienate your boyfriend who's the last chance Texaco. You know what I'm saying? I love that laugh.
Last chance.
You know what I'm saying? So do what I'm telling you for right now. And you can always email me, too, and I'll try to respond to you ASAP. But I got to end the show for right now.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm amazed I got through.
I love you, my friends.
Yeah. Love you.
And say hi to your boyfriend for me.
Okay.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So you've been with Vox. This is the Vox Show. You can always write to me at Vox, V-O-X-X, at Vox.org. And also join the forum, vox.org/forum. To call in and get a real reading or come in person, always give me a call at 323-782-0222. And you can book an actual appointment with me. And if you think I can freak you out over the internet, wait till you come in person. It's a lot of fun. It's more fun than you'll ever believe you could ever have with somebody. And it's enlightening, and I'll tell you the real truth about what's really coming down. And, yeah, I'm really psychic, and one of these days, yes, I am going to read Richard Dawkins and Randy, whatever that freak's name is. But anyway, check it out. Keep in touch with me, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. And make sure to check out the podcast and subscribe, for God's sakes. Dig all my stories. And until next week, have a great night, and also have a very great spring, which is tomorrow night, 7:07 p.m., Tuesday, March 20th, will be at the beginning of spring, so have a great one, and for all my Thelemic and Wiccan friends out there, 93, and tune in next week to the Vox Show. Have a mystical, magical day.